I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Vatican's press office confirmed reports that human bones were found during reconstruction work in a building connected to the Vatican Embassy in Italy. The press office said that Rome's chief prosecutor is having police conduct a forensic study on the bones to determine the victim's age, sex, and date of death. Italian media is speculating that the bones are those of Emanuela Orlandi, the daughter of a Vatican employee who was thought to have been kidnapped in 1983, the case of which was never solved. A Turkish prosecutor stated that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was strangled as soon as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The prosecutor said the killing was premeditated and that Khashoggi's body was then dismembered and disposed of. The prosecutor's office also said that despite, quote, good-willed efforts by Turkish officials to uncover the full truth of what happened, discussions with Saudi Arabia's chief prosecutor have not resulted in any, quote, concrete results. The over 5,200 active-duty troops that were sent to the U.S.-Mexico border by President Trump will be limited in what they can do by a federal law that bars the military from engaging in law enforcement on American land. The troops will mostly work in the same way the National Guard troops do, which is to provide helicopter support for border missions, putting in concrete barriers, and repairing and maintaining vehicles. They will not be allowed to detain immigrants, seize any drugs from smugglers, or be directly involved with stopping the migrant caravan that is en route to the border. During his weekly general audience, Pope Francis spoke on the sixth commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." The Pope said that fidelity does not just apply to married couples, but to all Christians whose vocations call on them to love others. Elaborating, Pope Francis stated every Christian vocation is spousal because it is through the bond of love with Christ in which, quote, we are all renewed and which is, quote, manifested in fidelity, acceptance, and mercy. Maturity, the Pope said, is being able to take someone else's burden and love without doubt. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericanMagazine.org.